I never even realized I was where I was because of who I was. Mm-hmm. And I was actually getting the physical manifestations of my thoughts, of my feelings, my emotions. I was creating this. Somebody asked me the other day, like, what's one of the hardest things you've ever done? The hardest thing I've ever done was look in the mirror and tell myself I was sorry.
From living off the streets to becoming one of the world's most in-demand motivational speakers.
The voice that ignites a fire in millions.
Eric Thomas.
You need to tell you that you owe you something.
You need to be more disciplined about your mindset.
Mm.
And all the stuff that you said was absolutely right. My daddy wasn't there. My mama did this. This person did to me. Why would you let them destroy your life?
Let's go.
Why would you allow that thing they did to hurt you now define the rest of your life? At the end of the day, you have to be the first thing that you invest in. Before you check anything, check you and go look yourself in the mirror and go, yo, I'm my lottery ticket. We have worshiped careers more than we worship create.
Mm.
And so the first thing I would say to that group is, what would life look like if you did it on your terms? I want you to think about your life instead of the life.
What would the next couple steps be to set up the mindset for success?
I would say,
this episode is brought to you by Merrill. With a dedicated Merrill advisor, you get a personalized plan for your financial goals. And when plans change, Merrill's with you every step of the way. Go to ml.com/bullish to learn more. Merrill, a Bank of America company. What would you like the power to do? Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith, Incorporated, registered broker-dealer, registered investment advisor, member SIPC. The School of Greatness is sponsored by Capital One. Capital One credit card holders can easily track, block, or cancel recurring charges right from the Capital One mobile app at no additional cost. With one sign-in, you can manage all your subscriptions all in one place. Learn more at CapitalOne.com/subscriptions. Terms and conditions apply. What does the future hold for business? Ask 9 experts and you'll get 10 answers. Bull market, bear market, rates will rise or fall. Can someone please find a way to predict the future? Until then, over 40,000 businesses have future-proofed their business with NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud ERP, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one fluid platform. With one unified business management suite, there's one source of truth, giving you the visibility and control you need to make quick decisions. With real-time insights and forecasting, you're peering into the future with actionable data. When you're closing the books in days, not weeks, you're spending less time looking backward and more time on what's next. Whether your company is earning millions or even hundreds of millions, NetSuite helps you respond to immediate challenges and seize your biggest opportunities. Speaking of opportunity, download the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/greatness. The guide is free to you at netsuite.com/greatness. That's netsuite.com/greatness.
Welcome back, everyone, to the School of Greatness. Very excited about our guest. If you want to succeed, as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. We've got E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher in the house. My man, welcome back. It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
I got to say this. Congratulations, man.
I was saying when I was talking to you, it's like 10 years ago. Mm. You know, and I remember because you were like, I want you on the show. And I hadn't really started doing podcasts then.
Yeah.
So that was like one of the first podcasts. And I was like, but my mother, my godmother was dying of cancer. And so I was like, man, I can't leave and go, but I definitely want to. And you were gracious enough. Like, where you at, E? I was like, Embassy Suites.
I like drove out the air. I was like, all right, let's get it.
And man, just to see your evolution, you know, over the years. And like I said, it was a lot of us that started during that time frame. Uh-huh. And to see kind of where you are today and you survived the resilience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Bouncing back, getting bigger, stronger, yeah. Better. Right. Look like you're ready to go back to sports.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, so congrats, bro. I seen that. I can't name all the people, but Kobe, I seen my girl Tab on the show, you know, and just to see all the people you had. And of course, I watch the show and learn from it. So, man, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, bro. Appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Man. Appreciate it. I'm excited about this because I feel like you haven't been out there a lot. You've been doing a lot of your own stuff for a while. So I'm excited because there's probably a lot of people who don't know your full story because you used to tell it a lot 10, 5, 7 years ago. So I kind of want to reintroduce you to the world.
Yeah.
And I feel like the world is at such a unique place right now as we go into 2025.
Yeah.
And it almost feels like there needs to be a massive mindset shift. Mm-hmm. for everyone to take back ownership of their life.
Absolutely.
To take the full responsibility of their life, to not rely on other people to give them opportunities, but to go own their own opportunities by creating and having a clear vision.
Yeah.
And there's a few things that I want to talk about that you have, that I've seen you share some incredible strategies around mindset. I'm going to dive into in a second.
Yeah.
But for those who don't know, you were at one point living homeless, you know, a long time ago.
Yeah.
People probably don't even know this about you because you used to talk about it, but it's like you had a season of life where you didn't have any money, you had no education, you had no opportunities, essentially living homeless, struggling trying to figure out what you're gonna do with your life.
Yeah.
And I don't think people remember this about you because they see the success, they see the coaching, the speaking, the massive following, the New York Times bestseller. They see all these things now, but 20 years ago, you weren't in this space.
Nah, I definitely wasn't.
And what was the space you were in back in the day when you were living, you know, without the opportunities you have now? And what was the moment you switched your mindset that allowed you to take different actions to start creating your own opportunities?
Yeah. So I'd say it's the mindset. Like I had a victim mindset. You know, it was my mom got pregnant at 17. You know, my biological father wasn't in my life. You know, I didn't go to the best schools in Detroit. You know, I wasn't in this environment. I didn't have, like, everything was about somebody else. You know, it was like the outside inside theory. You know what I'm saying? Which is terrible. It's like everything that's supposed to blow me up and take me to the next level is somebody else's responsibility. Like it's something that is going to happen or somebody and it's going to. And it was like, yo, E, like, why are you in this abandoned building? Like your mom's not here. Your biological father. No, he's not in your life, but he didn't get pulled over by the police officer. And the police officer doesn't know the counselor or the principal that kicked you out. It's like, but there's a common denominator here.
It's you.
There's a common denominator. And you homeless, your mom's not homeless. Your biological father's probably married with a family somewhere. Like, yo, is that right or wrong? Who cares? You are living in this abandoned building, high school dropout. You're on your way to. And so when I look back, all the anger and the frustration and the hurt, it was all blaming. Everything was about this person or that person or this person. Nothing had anything. I never even realized I was where I was because of who I was. And I was actually getting the physical manifestations of my thoughts, of my feelings, my emotions. Like I was creating this and didn't even realize. I thought my mom created it. I thought my father created it. It's like, no, E, you created this. And I'm going to tell you, the moment I realized you are the greatest common denominator, you're probably the least greatest. Like you're the common denominator. Once that realization hit me, it was like, oh, okay, you got some confessing to do, bro. Like, and I'm gonna tell you the hardest thing that I've ever done. Somebody asked me the other day, like, what's one of the hardest things you ever done? The hardest thing I've ever done was look in the mirror and tell myself I was sorry. And that was the hardest
thing. Sorry for what?
I was sorry for what I've gotten myself into, the choices that I made. You know, okay, yeah. You 12 years old when you find out that the person that's raising you is not your biological father and your mother lied. Absolutely, bro. That's not necessarily best circumstances, you know, for a child to be born in. Like your mom lied about who your father is and you know your father and don't even know your father.
Oh, wow.
Like you've been around your father.
But you didn't know he was your father.
I didn't even know he was my father.
Wow.
I'm with his mother, my grandma and me like this. I'm with his sisters. I'm with his brothers, my aunts and uncles. I'm hanging out with them every day. And so the realization of like, yo, not only did you get lied to, like it's been manipulative, it's been deceitful, but what do I do? I run away from home at 12 and I'm living in garages and living in my friends' homes. And this vicious cycle of every time something goes wrong or every time, you know, I'm confronted by this reality that's not your father is run away from home, is run away from home. And at 16, it's like, okay, Ma, you just flat out lied to me. Everybody told me you lied. You keep telling me you didn't lie. You go tell me when I got older. I'm like, I'm out. But it's like, E, when I looked in the mirror, it's like, why'd you have to leave? Your mom, you had counselors. Why when you sat down with a counselor and they tried to walk you through the tools and the strategies, to get on the other side of this. Why were you in? Don't talk to me. You ain't my mama. Don't talk to me. You ain't my daddy. Don't talk to me. I don't want to talk to y'all. These are professional counselors who are saying, yo, we get it. You're going through a lot, but we're here to help. I don't want counselors at school, principals, teachers. I'm just now insubordinate. I'm evil, rude, mean man. And I looked at myself in the mirror and was like, why was that the choice? No. You got to talk to me. I know why you made the choice, but why did you make that choice? We know what the choice was. You're right or wrong. You always run from conflict. You always blame somebody, but why? And the reason why is because it was easier to put it on my mom and my dad than for me to have to do the work. And so the Eric Thomas that you've seen, the NFL, NBA, commercials, whatever, that dude is the dude that looked himself in the mirror, was like, yo, you owe yourself an apology. And not only that, you owe yourself correction. You owe yourself change.
Wow.
You need to be taught. You need to be trained. You need to become a better human. And that was one of the most difficult days of my life, was looking at myself, correcting myself, telling myself I was sorry, and then moving forward saying, now what are we going to do from this point? So the growth you see is the response to, if you are you repentful, meaning you're about to change, or are you sorry? And I'm like, no, I'm not sorry. I want to repent, and I want a better version of me, because what 16-year-old should be living in abandoned buildings, eating out of trash cans? Like, it's not healthy. One, it's not safe in Detroit to be in abandoned buildings walking around. It's not safe. And I had put myself in so many situations where guns were pulled out on me. You know, people would break into the abandoned building and take my belongings from me. It's like, E, what are you doing? Like, come on, bro. This version of me had gone all the way. It was like, if you don't stop.
Wow.
And so, yeah, that's, I'm glad you did, because like I said, I don't talk about that anymore.
So it's interesting you just said that, because the future you had to have wisdom and kind of speak to the younger you. This version of you at this age, you know, 20, 10, 20, 30, 40 years later or whatever, is speaking to the younger you and saying, wake up.
Greatness is in you.
Dang, man. This is fascinating, man. What, was it like an intuition that got you to wake up, or was it like just rock bottom that was like, okay, I can't go any lower in my life. Now I need to wake up.
Okay. So I always think it's a combination, right? So it is a rock bottom, but this is a blessing, because rock bottom turned into go to church with my boy, right? And go to church with my boy turned into I start dating this girl. Right. Mm-hmm. And I fall in love with this girl, you know, and this girl becomes almost like my first coach, you know, and she's saying to me, man, I'll never forget. She called me to her home. She's like, my mom's not here. I'm like, praise God. She's like, can you come to the house? I was like, for sure.
Let's have fun. I'm 16, 17.
We're like, finally, like, you been this church girl. And finally, you know, so she's like, yo, come to the house now. This was payphone day. I get to the house and she comes outside. And I'm confused. Like, why are you coming outside? And she's like, I want to talk to you. I was like, okay, we could talk, but can we talk
in the bedroom?
You know, and so she's like, no, I'm serious. I'm like, I'm serious. She said, do you love me? And I was like, whoa, like we kids. I'm like 17, almost 18. Like, do I love you? Like, I don't have no other girlfriends, if that's what you're asking me, but I don't, do you love? She said, no. Do you love me? Like, is this serious? And I was like, yeah, it's serious. She said, well, I just got my acceptance letter, and she showed me. And she said, when I go to college, if you don't come with me, I'm breaking up with you. And so it was twofold. It was, I was rock bottom. But this relationship was like hope. Like when I was with Dee Dee, it was almost like I wasn't homeless for that time frame that we were together.
Wow.
You know, we were in church together. You know, I got a job because she made me get a job. It was just, you know, we would do stuff together, concerts. We would do stuff together as kids. We were downtown Detroit. It's a restaurant called Nikki's, right? Greek Town. So we were in Greek Town on the weekends. Like, I was living life, and I was like, whoa.
She's elevating your life.
I'm like, bro, you rock bottom. Mm. And the only light you have in your life is saying they gone. And they're not. And look, bro, I'm just being real. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I'm not stupid. She's not going to go away and get a degree and come back looking for a homeless kid 4 years from now. It's not going to happen.
No.
You know, and so it was rock
bottom. She saw greatness in you,
bruh.
But you had to do the work.
I had to do the work, and I did the work. I went to night school. I got the GED. I followed her to Oakwood, and we've been married over 34 years.
Crazy, man.
You feel me? And so it was like, it was a combination of rock bottom and hope. And when you put those two together, it was like I had something to wake up to, something to look forward to. So I'm going to be real. That's why it took me 12 years to get a four-year degree, because I never went to college for college. I went to college for DD.
Wow.
That's why I went to college. And so once I got to college and we got married, I was like, yo, I got what I wanted. And she was like, okay, we're going to have to do this again.
Yeah.
I can't be with you if you don't finish what you start.
Wow.
So then I had to go ahead and do this business again.
Wow.
Start. And I started the speaking career, you know, in the middle of that as well.
There's a lot of like pressure for people to accomplish certain things by certain ages.
Yeah.
But it took you 12 years to graduate college, right? So you're in your 30s or whatever.
30, absolutely.
And then you're 44 when you got a PhD.
Yeah.
What do you say to some of the younger generation that feels like they're a failure if they don't accomplish things by 20 or 25 that they feel like they're supposed to accomplish?
So here's where I went with that. One of the dangerous things is the outside-inside theory. It's dangerous because what you're doing, whether you know it or not, you are comparing your journey and your life to somebody else's journey and somebody else's life. Like, you don't even have, let's just be honest, you don't even have the right context to do that. You don't know why they're doing what they're doing. You don't know, like, what their strengths and weaknesses are. So you're comparing yourself to somebody that may have strengths that you don't have. Like, they're nowhere near who you are.
Yes.
And so you're comparing yourself. So this is why I believe, for those of us who finally get it, it's the inside out. Like, everything we do starts from the inside. And then from there, we kind of say, oh, okay, I see my boy Louis, he's doing X, Y, Z, but I'm not doing it because you're doing it. But I'm calling you, you're kind of saying, in the industry, this. And so I'm using the information you're giving me to build my journey, not I'm trying to be you. And so what I realized was, there's some kids that can come and graduate in 4 years because they took K-12 serious. Or, not to be disrespectful, there's some kids that can come and graduate for 4 years because they're going to get a job. You can't come and graduate in 4 years, one, because you didn't take K-12 serious, and you're about to be one of the greatest speakers ever. It's going to take a little longer.
Right.
It's going to take a little bit longer to develop you. So my man on a four-year plan, but he might, no disrespect, but he may settle into a traditional life. And so for the 4 years, that's all it takes. But if you are about to be Eric Thomas, that I didn't even know I had the capacity. You're talking about the school of greatness. God was like, you have to be in the school of greatness a little bit longer. You have to be in the school of greatness a little longer. Why? I always say, you know, and everybody knows it, but when you're doing a slingshot, the further you pull it back, when you let it go,
boom.
So for me, it was like, I was like, it's going to take 12, not because you're behind. It's going to take 12 because that's how much time it's going to take to develop you.
Wow.
So once I release you into the world, now you're going to be able to do phenomenal stuff.
Let's go.
So I can't compare myself to the dude that's just going to get a job somewhere, who's just going to settle, and all he's caring about is his life. You know, but he's not necessarily creating content or writing books that are going to change the world. Mm. He's just trying to take care of his family. So 40 years works for him.
Yeah.
So now I'm comparing my life to a person who is not even trying to accomplish what I'm trying to accomplish. That's dangerous.
Wow.
Dangerous.
Wow. But I mean, what about the people? I mean, going back to kind of your story of the victim mindset.
Yeah.
You know, your mom lies to you about your dad. You don't see your dad, you know. Abandoned warehouses, you know, all the problems, inner city kids struggle, getting kicked out of school, struggling. Yeah. You had everything against you, right? And
See, I'm glad you said that. Okay, so I got you. So that's the outside inside. So that's the, you had everything against you. No, the greatest problem was I was against me.
Oh.
That was the bigger challenge.
But most people have both of that. I wouldn't say most people, but a lot of people might be listening or watching who might feel like the outside has been holding them down.
No question.
Right? Their parents have been holding them down.
Question.
Their school, their teacher, their coach doesn't give them the opportunity.
No question.
Their boss is holding them down. Whatever it might be. The economy is holding them down.
1,000%.
Where I live is holding me down. The president, the government.
Hey.
It's all holding me down.
All of it. It's holding you down.
How does someone get to a place, and maybe it's true, that things are holding them down?
They're absolutely true.
Right? Maybe it's true.
Yeah.
But what I'm hearing you say, that living in a victim mindset or living in an outside-inside theory will not help you get to where you want to be.
All I'm saying is this. They have the potential only to hold you down because you're allowing them to hold you down and you're seeing that they're holding down. Let me tell you the one thing I wish I can go back. All my mentors, everybody told me, and they were right. Look, bro, I'm not saying that they were wrong. You need to get a degree. You need to make some money. You need to do whatever. But what they taught me was that my greatest assets were real estate. My greatest asset was a degree or a career. Nobody ever told me I was my greatest asset.
Yeah.
I'm my greatest asset.
Yes. No,
it doesn't matter. Look, people act as if you grow up in a house where your parents are rich, you're automatically, bro, we can look at people who grew up in wealth.
And are messed up.
Bro, they messed up. They own drugs too.
Yeah.
They make bad decisions too. Unfortunately, they take their lives as well. They check out. Bro, it does not. So people think a money environment or you have both your parents in it and you get, so you think your story is, it doesn't matter where you come from. If you don't activate you, the environment doesn't matter anyway. Mm. Great environment, bad environment. If you're not activated, I sit here sometimes and I could whip myself. My grandma used to whip, I could whip myself. And why do I say that? Bro, I'm sitting in the school of greatness.
Yeah.
Like, no, we were together 10 years ago. I'm still standing. Mm. I'm mad at me because, like you said, I got a PhD at 44. I could have got one when I was 34. I just didn't. I thought, you know, and when I go into the schools, I tell all us, everybody leave. Principals, counselors, everybody leave. Listen to me, kids. This is 2024. Y'all got the internet. Y'all on TikTok. Y'all blew TikTok up.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it because adults are on LinkedIn and LinkedIn
Instagram.
Ain't made no money. LinkedIn ain't made no money. TikTok, billionaire. Instagram. Why? Because these young people are there. I said, when you show up to anything, it blows up. Here's my problem. You're in the school and you're failing. Why? Because you're waiting for the teacher to teach you. Mm. The teacher didn't teach you TikTok. The teacher didn't teach you how to play
YouTube or Call of Duty.
They didn't teach you how to do that. You did it on your own. Why? Because you wanted to do it. And anything you activate, anything you do for you, it's going to blow out. But you're waiting for some teacher to teach you. When you can pick up a book, you can go online and learn on your own. Mm. So in this environment, you are absolutely, you're not reaching your fullest potential because you're sitting back. Oh, it's the teacher's job. It's the counselor's job to tell me when I'm supposed to graduate and what classes I'm supposed to take
and how to get and then what degree to get and then what job to get and put me in the right job.
Yeah. But she's not Call of Duty. There's no school counselor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's no teacher. There's no principal. And you on there with people from all over the world and y'all playing and communicating. Competing.
Yeah, yeah.
And listen to me. These kids are so dope and they don't realize how dope they are. They did something with video games that we never did. They turned it into a career. You can make money. When I play video games, I hate to date myself, but joysticks. I know it's
joysticks.
But when it was joysticks, you couldn't make millions doing it. Now, because of these kids, and they're taking this thing and giving it a life that it never had before, anything you touch, when you know who you are, believe who you are, I got a PhD. I don't say that like on no bragging. I say that because if I got a PhD, that means I could have finished high school. But I wasn't in school. I was just there because my mother dropped me off. Like, I wasn't immersed in it. I wasn't excited about it. I wasn't enthused about it. And so it's like, now I'm enthused about life and my life. And now I realize, yo, your mama don't got no, whatever she did, that was just to get you started. That's like on the swing. When somebody push you and get out the way, the swing doesn't work if that person keeps pushing you back and forth. It only works if they push you, they get out the way, and you do your feet. And so it's like when I showed up and said, Eric, the government, the where you come from, your dad not being your mom, like your mom being young, that has absolutely nothing to do with why you can't read. You can't read because you are lazy.
Mm.
You can't read because you don't take it as serious as you take playing intramural football. You shouldn't be playing American football. He should be studying. And so when I start taking my life serious.
Wow.
Man.
Let's be honest. You're probably not getting enough veggies in your diet. And luckily, I have found an easy solution that makes a real difference. It's called Huel Daily Greens, the ultimate super greens powder that packs a punch for your health. Formulated by registered dietitians and nutritionists, Huel Daily Greens is a game changer. And if you don't know already, Huel is the world's number one complete nutrition brand with over 400 million meals sold and 3.5 million customers. Their Daily Greens product is the perfect way to supercharge your health with the nutrients you need to thrive. It's got 91 vitamins, minerals, and ingredients from six powerful blends. Everything from superfoods to probiotics, it's also plant-based, gluten-free, and non-GMO. Plus, with over 146 health benefits, including immune support from vitamin C and digestive help from chloride, it covers all the bases. And I've been loving using it to level up my nutrition, especially on days when I'm traveling or too busy to get fresh veggies. It's simple, convenient, and gives me peace of mind knowing I'm fueling my body with clean, powerful ingredients. And for just $1.50 per serving, it's a no-brainer. Find Huel in your nearest GNC today.
Running a small business takes endurance, determination, and the right support to reach your goals. And MasterCard is here to help fuel that journey in a fast-paced digital world. With innovative tools and resources, we're here to guide businesses every step of the way digitally. Because when small business wins, everyone wins. Let's power up our communities, one small business and one step at a time. Keeping the community running strong, priceless.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system on us. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch now, bring your ID and sign up for a Metro Flex plan. Offer not available if currently at T-Mobile or been with Metro in the past 180 days.
Yeah. Again, I mean, I say this with all, you know, sincerity. I'm in one of the best podcasts in the world. And not only that, when people were asking about, I was like, oh no, I got a relationship. Like, this ain't what you think it is. This is not, to your point, I don't do podcasts. Like, I don't have that media schedule where you don't see Eric Thomas on different shows. And I remind people, don't get it twisted. I can't be on shows. That's just not my thing.
Yeah.
So I'm not here today just on some, I'm going to hit Louis Biden. I got this podcast. That's not what this is about. This is about a friendship that I'm tapping into and saying, man, it's good to see you alive. It's good to see that we made it. And it's good. I still remember the red shoes with the red shorts.
Yeah, man.
With the grill and we're in there just kicking it. And now I'm like, yo, this is this is an enterprise now. Mm-hmm. This is on a whole nother level. Not saying what you did 10 years ago with me was nothing.
Sure.
And I'm saying this, and to still be alive and to still be welcome.
Yeah, man.
It's like,
it's beautiful, man.
This is what happens when you realize you're your greatest asset and you tap into you. Nothing wrong with real estate.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with investing, the S&P 500. But at the end of the day, you have to be the first thing that you invest in. And if you invest in you, I just believe there's nothing that can stop you.
100%. And investing in you and being willing to stay consistent in the long run.
Absolutely.
Because we were just talking beforehand. Yeah. It's, you know, we met 10 years ago. We've done a lot of stuff together. You've been on the show a few times. I've been to your events. You've spoken at my events. Yeah. We've helped each other with book launches, all that stuff. And just been fans of each other over 10 years. And we've seen a lot of people in this space come and go. We've seen people try to come and they get a big hit and then they fall off. Oof. And they don't stay consistent.
Yeah.
And we've continued to stay consistent. And I think what both of us do really well is we have a vision of a future that for ourselves and the world that we live into. We speak into that and we constantly invest in our own personal growth. You know, you're always growing, evolving, transforming, changing, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. And I feel like we have to hold ourselves to that standard.
Yes.
Otherwise it could all go away. If we don't. And so it's, I'm curious, you know, for those that are listening or watching that are still thinking, you know what, it's just too hard for me. Yeah. The world's against me.
Absolutely.
Like, I hear what you're saying, E.T.
Yeah,
I know you did it.
Yeah.
I know people like Oprah did it. Yeah. Like all these kind of outliers. It's like, that's only for a few people who can really break through and create the life they want.
Yeah.
My parents really didn't show up for me, or I was abandoned, or I got cheated on and abused, and sexual abuse and physical abuse. And I know what you went through was pretty hard and it was tough in inner city, but what I'm going through is even harder.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's too much of a weight. Yeah. It's too hard. It's too much friction to eat healthier, to get up earlier, to be consistent. It's just too hard.
Yeah.
Do people need to think about motivation in order to overcome themselves and their problems and their challenges? Or do they need to think about being more disciplined to overcome the weight of the world they're feeling?
Yeah, I say both and, but to your point on the discipline, you need to be more disciplined about your minds.
Mm. Right? What do people need to be thinking about with their minds?
So here's the deal. You're already in pain. Get a reward for it.
Mm.
It's just like, look, do me a favor. Everything you say, you're right. But why go through life with whatever people did to you when you were younger or a young adult, and then you have to live with it for the next 40, 50 years? Like, why would you sit here and all the stuff that you said was absolutely right? My daddy wasn't there. My mama did this. This person did to me. Why would you let them destroy your life?
Let's go.
Why would you let them own you? Why would you allow that thing they did to hurt you now define the rest of your life?
Yeah.
It's like, no, I was in pain. It's real. But get a reward for it.
Mm.
So for me, walking into, first of all, driving here in a car service, getting to LA, walking in this beautiful facility, seeing the other businesses that are here, I'm like, E, I'm proud of you, bro.
Mm.
You made it, E. You could have stopped at the homeless board and nobody would have tripped. Your daddy wasn't there. Your mom was 17 when she got pregnant. All the negative that happened to you, Eric, we understand. Bump understand. Let me tell you, one of the things that just blew my mind the other day. So, you know, we were fortunate to own a home in California on the hill, right? So we got this property. We got the basketball court with the logo, all the companies that whatever. And I go outside yesterday and I see my wife and my son playing basketball.
Mm.
And I'm thinking to myself, in California, on the hill, looking at all these beautiful properties.
Yeah, man.
My wife and my son are outside hooping.
Dream life.
Proud. My wife was like, I want to work out. My son was like, I didn't even know. She was like, I'm going to play basketball. I'm like, I can't do it right now. And I'm listening to a voice. He came home, heard the basketball, went out with his mom. I'm like, yo, my son, 29 years old, is spending time with his mom as an adult male.
Wow.
He could be anywhere doing anything. He's with his mom, her firstborn. They got this bond that I don't have, and they're out here hooping. And as I look at the property, I'm like, yo, what if the 16-year-old Eric Thomas would have stayed the 16-year-old Eric Thomas?
Wow.
So I'm saying, for those who are listening, get a reward for it and then do me a favor. Don't just think about you. Like, do you know that my son, in his mind, this is where you, like, this where you start. Like, he got the sauna, the pool, the whirlpool. He's starting somewhere I never started. The cars, the Rolls Royce, the Escalade. Like, he's starting somewhere I didn't start. Why? Because I didn't stop where I started. I didn't stop. I was like, okay, this is where we started, but this not about to be my end. And so his beginnings looked dope. My man went to Michigan State and was a general manager for Izzo. He traveled the world. He's got a Final Four ring, an Elite Eight ring. He got the jack. He sat under Coach Izzo, Hall of Fame coach for 4 years.
Wow.
Coach OG. He sat under these guys. Like, his boys, some of his boys went to the league. There's some of them still in the league. Like, he got that because I didn't go. I quit because my mom, my dad didn't. So I quit. I give up. This is the worst thing ever happened. I was like, you get a reward for it. And so to see my son, I'm coming to a concert tonight with my daughter. Listen to me, like, I didn't give up. And so I'm saying to everybody, we all go through pain. Some of us go through pain and it becomes our tombstone. Mm. Some of us go through pain and it's a scar. And we live a life of reward. So I'm just gonna say again, 2025, do me a favor, check you. So you're in the ballot box and you're looking at all these options, doctor, lawyer, teacher, whatever you see, president, mayor, governor, do me a favor. Before you check off any of that, S&P 500, real estate, before you check any of that, check you.
Yeah.
Before you check anything, check you and go look yourself in the mirror and go, yo, I'm my lottery ticket. I'm my ticket out of the neighborhood, or, you know, I'm the broken curse. Like, whatever you want to call yourself. But the day I stopped saying my mom, my dad, this person, the police, the cop, the day I stopped doing that, the day I said you.
Do you think anyone can have a beautiful, amazing life if they live in a blaming mindset?
No. You know why? Because what I didn't realize as a young adult is that when you say it's somebody else, whether you mean to do it or not, you give them the keys to your life.
Mm.
You give them power over
they
you.
They got your whole life in their hand. Because you said it. You said it. They didn't do this. And because they didn't,
they got the keys. Now, I'll be honest. The reason why we don't want to take the keys because we got to drive. We got to drive.
And scary.
I told you, today I was like, I got too much to do. I normally drive. I'm like, I got too much to do. And it felt good to be in the car driven. It felt good.
Yeah.
Like I'm on the phone talking to my wife. We having worship, doing our thing, making a couple business calls. Like I don't have the responsibility of the traffic.
Paying attention.
I got my attention. He moved over and got, I was like, why is he stopping in the middle of on the car? But it was a fire truck was coming.
Yeah.
So he had to move over. I didn't know what was going on because it was the first time in my life that I wasn't really like responsible because I normally drive. And that's why people don't want to drive in their lives.
Ooh.
They don't want to be responsible. It's so much easier to say, my life is messed up because you did this and you did that. Once you take the keys now, you got to go anything. But I'm going to tell you this. This is why I like it. While it's more responsibility, it's more freedom.
Ooh.
It's more independence. It's more control.
Opportunities.
They limit it. But the limitless when you take the keys.
Yeah.
And so I took the keys of my life and said, Ma, thanks. Dad, thanks for not being there for me. You gave me a dog. You gave me a passion. You gave me a resilience. You taught me how to make it when the very thing that's supposed to be there for you isn't there for you. And I tell people, what I want, some kid asked me the other day, he's like, man, wouldn't you say your son is lucky because you're in his life and his mom is in his life? I said, yes and no. I said, yes, he's blessed to have his mom and dad, but he ain't got that dog.
He doesn't have the hunger?
He ain't got
that dog. Oh, man.
My son is a great kid.
But he doesn't have the drive.
He ain't got the same drive I got. And that drive came without that, some stuff that I
lack.
That stuff came from lack. And so I say to anybody, you gotta understand it could go either way. But when you take the it's like I walk into a school and I ask, how many of y'all, 50 kids, how many of your kids in here? 1,000 kids. How many of your dads, one in your life, was not living in the house? 90% raised their hand. And guess what? I automatically can relate to them. That's the je ne sais quoi, that my daddy wasn't there. That's the it factor. If my father had been there, I might not be able to go in here and relate, or my videos and go viral.
Mm.
People are like, okay, maybe if I just had Eric's voice, or if I just scream and I just look passionate. Bro, that's not what it is. It's when I speak, you hear it because I've been through what you've been through.
Wow.
And so you recognize that voice. You recognize the pain. You recognize the struggle. Mm. But you recognize I overcame it. And that's why you're like, I want to rock with this dude. Because this one ain't Eric ain't the one that's making us feel like, oh, it's okay that you went through this, and it's okay that this, and you, it's okay if you don't want to grow, and it's okay if you don't want, no. What you hear from me is a coach that's saying, Jordan, you got 6 rings in you, but you got to stop playing this way, and you got to start playing this way. Kobe, you got great, but you gotta do it this way. Serena, you got to, Venus, you got to, Dad, Richard Williams is saying, he's not out there just,
good job. Yeah.
He's teaching, training, but he's also correcting. And so for me, they hear my voice. I'm not letting you get away with murder because greatness is in you. The greatness is in you. And now it's time to go to school. It's time to go to work and bring that greatness out of you. So yes, anybody could be successful. But as long as you're playing the blame game, you have given permission, the license, registration, the keys. You give it all over to somebody else.
Wow.
And the day you take it is the day that you can start deciding which direction you want to go.
Wow. Yeah. So it sounds like step one, take the keys back to your life.
Take the keys back.
What would steps 2 and 3 be for setting people up for their ultimate life?
Yep.
With that beginning process, is it get clear on a goal? Is it start with motivation, start with discipline, like change your habits? What would the next couple steps be to set up the mindset for success?
I would say step 2, and I don't know why they don't teach this in school. Like, be your first best friend.
Mm.
You know, like get to know you. We're so busy wanting to be in a community that we don't realize we are a community.
Mm.
Right? And look, I'm not trying to be deep. You know, people could, you know, you believe this, you don't believe this. But what I was taught, you know, in school, especially Catholic school, it seemed like Adam was by himself first.
Mm.
It doesn't seem like it was like somebody else. It was like Adam was first and then whatever happened after that. So the first man was by himself. And I think that's important for those of us who study that. Why? Because all of us think we have to have somebody to be somebody. And this guy started his journey on his own before he connected with somebody. He knew his purpose. You know, he walked in his confidence. He walked in his, and a lot of us are going, I hear people say all the time, well, I'm not doing good life. Why not? I don't have nobody. I'm not in a relationship. I'm saying, you telling me? No, listen to me very closely. Do you think for 1 minute that getting in a relationship with somebody, it can't be the key, because so many people have gotten in relationships and gotten out of it. So that can't be the key. Now, two healthy people, not perfect, but two healthy people coming together. Oh, no, that's different.
It's expansive.
But guess what has to happen?
That you got to be healthy with you.
Healthy people, you can be with this. So we even messing each other up when we have two dysfunctional people trying to connect with each other, because we think two functional people going to come together and make each other happy. It's not going to work. So I just think the first step after the first step is you got to figure out who you are and love you and feel good about you and show up in the room, you, and not care what nobody think about you. And that's why this relationship has worked so well for me over the years, because when we're together, it's never been a thing of, E, why you do that? Or, right, E, why you do that? Or, E, why you do that? It's always been like, E, you have a unique set of skills that make you great. You have a unique set. And so we've always focused on what's our unique skills and what do you know that I don't know? And how can you help me get there? And so a lot of these young kids are joining things they shouldn't join and being with people because they think their happiness is going to come from being with somebody else. And I just think if eagles aren't trying to, they just are, they're not trying. Lions aren't. What do you think about me? Right? Like, what do you think about my roar? You think I'm too loud when I roar? They're not concerned. And so I think step two, figure out who you are, love you. And step three, figure out your North Star and wake up every single day going after your North Star. Because when you have a North Star, you know, and the people that you love and you spend time with have a North Star, have a purpose. And their purpose might be, we both have people whose purposes are help us with our purpose.
Yes.
They don't necessarily have an individual purpose.
Right.
Like they felt like they were called to help us
to
with
serve our mission.
That's it. So we need a North Star so they can know what their North Star is. So that would be my third one. It's like, you got to figure out what makes you happy. And again, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with, first time I did a behind the scenes coming in here, just because I was like, to my Patreon community, like, yo, y'all need to understand where I am and what's going on. But I don't, if you follow me on Instagram or TikTok, wherever I'm on, you don't see behind the scenes. I think that's a phenomenal tool to show other people but my wife is private. So for us, that does not work. She does not want to be seen in the limelight. She doesn't want to be in Dubai and stop and go, let's document what we're doing. She doesn't like that. So for some people it works, but I don't have to do that to still find a space, right? There's some people, you know, they do tours, right? I don't do tours. That's not my thing. I used to do them. I don't do them now. There's some people that write books. Some people don't write books. Like, it doesn't matter. But what matters is you have to find a thing that wakes you up at 3 o'clock or 6 o'clock or 10 o'clock. Like, you got to find a thing that brings the life out of you, the joy out of you, the happiness out of you. And you can't do that following somebody else's North Star.
Wow.
So my last one would be, man, figure out what you was put on this earth to do. And I mean every single chance you have to do it. Do it. And when you're not doing it, enjoy your life. My son was like, damn, I'm tired. I said, you tired? You burnt out for what? Look at your mom and dad. You work for the family company. What are you doing? Well, I've been up the last 6 days working 10, 12 hours. I said, for what? What would you be doing that for? Like, why wouldn't you take advantage of the... He said, well, what should I be doing? I said, you should figure out what it is you do. He's a designer. Right? You should be designing clothes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whenever, 5-6 hours a day. And then Saturday, Sunday, or Friday, Saturday, because of your family, you should get a trip somewhere and go spend it with a friend. You should go see you should go to Italy. You should go to Rome, son. You should go to South Africa, son. You should go to the Gold Coast in Australia, son. What are you doing? Like, you should work. But a part of work also is, where's your play? You should play. We worked hard so you could be back. So don't be like us. We grew up in a working class home. We grew up in Detroit. We grew up blue collar. You're not blue collar. So go enjoy your life. Be balanced. So I'm not just saying find your North Star in terms of what you've been called to do for others, but there should be a healthy amount of time that you spend enjoying your life, you know, and enjoying the little time that you have here, because we both know
we won't be doing this podcast 100 years from now.
Sure.
We don't know how much longer we have, but I won't be 154 sitting down talking to you. So however much time I have left, I need to work hard and I need to enjoy that time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Those are beautiful, man.
FedEx doesn't know your small business yet. It could be coffee mugs that say, but first coffee, or coffee mugs that say, insert coffee here. Whatever your business, FedEx knows the last thing you want to worry about is complex shipping. That's why there's FedEx One Rate. And did you know that with FedEx One Rate, you can ship your holiday packages cheaper than the post office? Send packages as low as $14.50 for small boxes. It's simple, reliable, and predictable. With FedEx One Rate, you'll know your business's shipping costs ahead of time, guessing and stressing not included. So you can spend less time on shipping and more time on what really matters, growing your business. Visit fedex.com/onerate for details. Exclusions apply. Valid from October 6, 2024 through January 19, 2025. FedEx One Rate, 2-day retail shipping, one flat rate. Looking for the perfect gift for everyone on your list? The Lewis Trading has you covered. While you're treating yourself to one of their epic flannels, you can pick up gardening overalls for mom, a toolbox for dad, and socks for your sister, and the comfiest buck naked underwear for your spouse. Oh, and don't forget to grab a breathable mesh dog bed for Sparky. The holidays are hectic, but Duluth makes it easy to find something for everyone in one place. Stay stress-free and make them all smile. Take care of all your holiday gifting at Duluth Trading Company.
I've heard you talk about a concept I want to share in a second, but I feel like there's a group of people we've been talking to, you've been talking to, that are the people that have maybe don't have the opportunities they want. They don't have the life they want. They feel like people are holding them down. That's one group. Then there's another group of people, which I feel like is a majority of people, that have a good life. It's okay. It's good. But they're not living a great life for themselves. Maybe they got a good job and they're pretty healthy, got a decent relationship, but there's something missing. I think if that resonates with anyone listening or watching, comment below or leave a like if you feel like, yeah, my life is good, but I feel like something's off. You have this great concept called creating a mental rock bottom to push yourself towards your goals. Can you share more about kind of some practical steps of creating your own mental rock bottom so that you can go to the next level in your life?
Okay, I want to use the term that you use, and you said create. And I just think so many of us have stepped into careers, that group. We have worshiped careers more than we worship create.
Mm.
And so the first thing I would say to that group is, what would life look like if you did it on your terms? Because right now, you're really not doing it on your terms. What you've done is say, yo, if I want to survive, if I want to strive, this is what I have to do. And you have allowed people to tell you, okay, you need to be an engineer, and you need to move it. So you've done a phenomenal job And being obedient. You've done a phenomenal job in complying.
Yes.
Like, you've done a phenomenal job. You follow the rules.
Yes.
Congratulations. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't rob a bank. You know what I'm saying? Like, you haven't done anything illegal. You did exactly what a good child should do. And I have a daughter that I have to get on her sometimes, because she's that child that's like, yo, dad, what do you guys want me to do? And
she's
never
obedient.
Messed up.
She's obedient. Obedient.
Yeah. She's never messed up. I said, do me a favor. Don't always be obedient.
Like,
you need to sit down and ask yourself, if you weren't thinking about the family's name, if Eric Thomas, E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher, was not your father, what would you be doing? What would you be doing if you didn't have to worry about honoring, the dynasty? You do a phenomenal job of honoring this dynasty. I'm not saying anything. Went to school, handled your business. You've never been in trouble before. We've never had to spend money doing anything. You've been a phenomenal child. But what would you do if you lived life on your terms and you were able to go where you want to do? And so that's the first thing I would ask them to do. I want you to think about your life instead of the life, because that's what you've been thinking about, the life. Now think about your life, and I want you to start putting it everywhere. Now, the next thing I want you to do is I want you to know that if you have the ability, like, I never forget, CJ was like, okay, E, you know what you're missing? That the big boy, all the big boy speakers, you know what you're missing? I was like, no. He was like, the New York Times bestseller. Now, I'm not telling you got to do it, but I'm saying
that's what's missing.
And you
got it. We got it.
And so he was like, first of all, do you want it? Do you want it?
Don't do it because I'm saying you need it.
But do you want it? And he could elevate you, but do you want it? And I was like, yeah, I want it.
The next question becomes, what does it take to do it? And then am I willing
to do what it takes
to get it?
Yeah.
That's it.
Because it's a lot.
It's a lot. But here's the thing. I believe if you think about it, it is only because somewhere inside of you, you have what it takes. Now, capacity is there. Willingness is something totally different.
Yes.
That's different. But I want every human to know, you wouldn't be watching the school of, you wouldn't be watching or listening to the School of Greatness if you didn't believe you were great. I'm for real. You wouldn't be spending time with this man on a regular basis. I'm telling you, I wouldn't be going to Columbus. Bruh, I drove to Columbus. Bruh, it's not a, trust me when I tell you, it's not a, you don't get off the freeway.
Like,
it's not 65 to get up. Why did I go? Because this man is great and greats want to hang with greats. Mm. I need y'all to understand. Look, y'all may not know. Listen to me. I've got Nomad suitcases that I still carry this day because he gave them to me. Like, I didn't buy a new one. I've carried the exact same ones that he gave me. And my son bought a set because I had a set. Mm. Because it reminds me of him when I travel. It's like, greatness, great. So you wouldn't be watching. You wouldn't be locked in. Something in your spirit has you tuned into this man because you know you're great. Now you got to say to yourself, am I willing to cooperate with the greatness that's in me? And then once you do, and you start consistently operating in that, you're going to feel good about it. Here's what you have to do. You have to understand, Andre DeShields, I think, said, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next.
Wow.
So you get to the top of the mountain, but you understand, the GED was just one, the Ford degree was just one, the master was just, after the PhD was the New York Times. After that, it's the assessments, it's the training, it's the coaching. I'm in masterminds. I get coached, right?
Yep.
And so it's this idea of yesterday's greatness can't be enough because I'm alive today.
Mm.
So if I'm alive today, it must be some more greatness in me. And it's my job, like the toothpaste, it's my job not to just lose. I don't know about you, but I would just use a little bit of it and get another one.
He getting the last drop.
I'm squeezing. And I got money. And I'm squeezing that toothpaste. Why? Because I'm trying to get everything out the tube before I go to another one. And with my life, before I get out of here, which is why I could murder myself, that I didn't realize at 12 that I was great.
Mm.
And that's why I say you got to check in 2025, you 2025, right? Because I didn't know I was great. And once I checked it and realized how great I was like, bruh, we gonna keep doing this until the day we die. And so I would just say to you, you're watching, you're in this space, you're reading his books, you're going to his conferences because you know it's in you and it's time to stop being lazy and it's time to activate it.
I love that, man. Well, here's the thing why I think a lot of people might stay stuck is they allow their feelings to keep them in a place of frustration. You have this great example that you say execution should be fact-based, not feeling-based. Yeah. But people feel the overwhelm of the economy or the government or their parents or their partner or whatever the responsibilities of the world. They feel anxious, avoidant, overwhelmed, burnt out, like doubtful, insecure, and they allow feelings to consume their inaction.
Yeah.
So what's an example of how someone can shift from being driven by emotions into fact-based actions towards their
goals? It was what you teach, man, the meditation thing. People don't take it serious.
Yeah.
This is the time to get control of your mind. And for most of us, our mind is in control of us.
Mm.
So when you talk about meditating, it's like, this is a habit of the greats. And one of the habits of those individuals who are not where they want to be is, I'm not trying to be funny, but it's like lazy.
Mm.
To actually meditate regularly is a discipline.
It is, man. It's not easy.
It's not easy to get control of your, I'm like, where did that thought come from? Right? So guys, let's go back to the 12-year-old that found the birth certificate, right? We found the birth certificate. We found the birth certificate in the emotional state.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
We found it in an emotional state.
Yeah.
Listen to me. I'm not the first kid who has ever gone through this experience. And you know what I had to ask myself in that mirror at 16, 17, 18? I had to keep asking myself, when you saw it, why did you see it that way? why did you not call your mom and say, Mom, you would talk about this? Why didn't you go, hey, Mom, the counselor, can we go sit down and talk to the counselor? Hey, Mom, call Dad. Can we just sit down? And I listen to me. I went from, I can't believe that you would do me like this. I went from a ball of emotions to living in abandoned buildings.
Yeah.
It was the stupidest decision I had probably ever made. I put myself in so much danger as a 12-year-old, 13-year-old, homeless.
Based on emotions.
On emotions.
Yeah.
So the same document, nothing changed about it. But if I could go back as this adult and look at that, I would look at it as facts and go, wow, your mother protected you. Wow, your mom loved you so much that she didn't want you with your biological father because she thought he could be a threat. Right, wrong, or indifferent. Your mom didn't do this because she was trying to hurt you. Your mom did this because she was trying to protect you. Your mom brought you into a family. Your mom didn't try to hide the identity. She wanted this man to be your father. He changed your name and gave you his last name. Wow. He treated me as if I was his own.
Wow.
He didn't lie. He made his family treat me as if I was, and don't ever say anything about my past because my past has nothing to do with him making a decision at the courthouse to be my dad.
Wow.
It's the same document. One, emotional. The other one is factual. Your mother loves you. Your mother cares for you. Your mother's trying to put you in a healthy environment. Your mother has a job. Your mother married somebody who was a foreman at GM. He has a job. He has a college degree. He played basketball. He's a responsible man. He protects his family. Take care. But emotion wouldn't let me be rational. Emotional wouldn't let me think rationally. It had me irrational. So I would say when you make emotional decisions, you get emotional consequences.
Yes.
But it takes meditation. It takes controlling of the mind to say, how should I behave? How should I think in this situation? And what's going to give me the best outcome? And I'm going to be honest. I've learned we can save the emotions for when I'm looking at the Nomad bag and going, man, that's my boy. Thank you. Why would you even buy me? Like, what would make you think of, and this is a perfect gift. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't think to buy suitcases for myself.
Yeah.
That's where the emotion should be. Me coming in, seeing you, hugging you. What's up, fam? But when it comes to business, when it comes to being a leader and a decision maker, we're not doing emotions. We're doing empirical evidence.
Wow.
We're doing facts. What does the fact say? What does the research say? What does the evidence say? Okay, and based on the research and the evidence, this is the game plan. Let's go. It doesn't matter how you feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it don't matter how you feel.
Man, I love this.
Yeah.
Again, if we're talking about really developing kind of a bulletproof mindset when the last 5 years for a lot of people has been a lot of stress, overwhelming anxiety. Yeah. As we move into 2025, in order to have a more powerful, resilient mindset, how important is it for not just me and you, because I already know the answer for me and you, how important is it for everyone to have mentors in their life?
It's everything, man. Listen to me. I never even thought about being a multimillionaire or a billionaire until I was in a room with Warren Buffett. I didn't even know how much he was worth when I was in the rooms afterwards. And then this all started making sense. Okay, now that I know who I am, you, 2025, like, check, I know who I am. Now it's, oh, real estate is a way? Oh, so you mean to tell me that being a blue collar, okay, that's what my parents knew, but you know, you don't make a whole bunch of money working. You make more money when you put your money to work. Oh, that's real estate. Oh, helping kids who are talented figure out their talent and taking a percentage. Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't even know this stuff existed. Got it. And so it is important. Bob Proctor pulling me to the side. How much do you charge? You should be charging. Les Brown calling me and said, I'll meet you in Orlando. Les Brown sitting me down, talking to me. Listen to me. Coaching is everything. Why? Because I just said, think of Michael Jordan without Phil Jackson.
Right.
Think of Venus and Serena without Richard Williams. Like, yo, I just want you to picture Kobe without Phil Jackson. Think about Tim Brooke without Mike, without, you know what I'm saying?
Tim Brower.
Without Tim. Where would he? So coaching is critical. And here's what's going to blow your mind. When you get to our level, you really need more coaching. Because we didn't exhaust it, all the stuff. You really need coaching.
After Jordan won his first championship, he didn't say, I think I've got it figured out on my own. I don't need a coach. He said, let me find Tim to train me. Let me find the mindset coach, the recovery coach, you know, make sure we're getting to the next level.
They said, I read it, but it's research. I'm almost sure it's true that LeBron, look at LeBron, what he's doing right now.
It's amazing, man.
Bro,
a 40 checking dunking on 20 year olds.
Whoever had the arguments, you know what I'm saying? Because there were those of us who was alive.
Yeah.
We watched Jordan do his thing. But bro, what LeBron is doing right now, but when I do my research and not emotional about, oh, how is he doing it? Just, hey, no, when I do my research, he's spending $1.5 million on his body, meaning recovery coaches, meaning dietary coaches,
everything,
meaning mental and emotional coaches, acting coaches. Like he got all, and so you see the decision he made, and you see, okay, yeah, he was great, but that investment that he made in himself, and now look, his son is in. And then he got another son as pop. These are decisions that he's making. He's not emotional. These decisions are based on facts of experts. And then we're seeing the outcomes of it.
Yeah.
We're seeing the numbers that he's putting up at this age versus the, and nobody's ever put these kind of numbers up at this particular age.
Man.
So we all need coaches, you know? And so that's why I've made the decision that the one area that you need to step up in, speaking is good, traveling the world, talking, but you gotta, the same way people open up doors for you and walk you through, you have got to do the same thing. And I've literally, the last 2 years, have had a small group of people that every morning I wake up with and I train them for an hour every single morning.
It's amazing.
And what's amazing about that is to see the difference between people I coach and people who watch me online.
Wow.
It's a difference. You watching me online, you getting the motivation, but you're not getting the daily schedule. You're not getting the things to do list.
Yeah.
You're not getting the mindset. You're not getting the analytics. You're not getting the blueprint. So it's like you're watching and then you are interpreting. And this is why I think audio books are good, but I think training with our books are good because people will read our books and interpret them in a way that we didn't intend for it to be interpreted.
Yeah.
So when we do the training, or they get to come to a conference where they get to watch the podcast, they're really investing more into what was he really saying?
Yeah.
And if they can do what you're saying, that habit, they can get the outcomes that me and you get.
Yeah, and it's also being around other people who are in that mindset, who are pushing, and you're seeing them grow, and it's influencing you to grow, and you're, so the community aspect of we're getting coached together, we're growing together, we're working on our goals together, all that stuff.
Yeah.
You've got an amazing challenge coming up.
Yeah.
It's u2025.com, where you're going to put people through a lot of what we've been talking about and more.
21 days.
21 days, straight. every day, coaching, teaching, mentoring, giving them
schedule, what I actually do, not just the passion and stuff you hear it online, but the actual, and for free. But I'm going to walk you through how many steps I take a day, what I'm drinking, why did I decide to wake up at this time?
Beautiful.
Why am I doing this? So that you can start the year off.
Mm.
And I used to do it in like January-ish. And I'm like, you from Detroit. The 2025 come out in September, October.
Yeah.
of 2024.
Yeah.
Like, they don't wait to bring, they don't bring 2025 out in January. They bring it out. And so I was like, don't do that. Let's start in November. Let's take it into December. And let's give them the energy and the strategy to go into the new year.
That's right.
Knowing that they are their greatest asset and they need to tap into their greatest. There should be like in class, especially you go to college, it should be like UOU 101, UOU 215, like UOU 312. Where, like literally, you get to sit down and go, who am I? What are my skills? What are the things that I'm challenged with? Like what industries would I be best in? We spend so much time trying to get that I don't think we spend significant enough time who we are, like who should we become?
Yeah. That's beautiful, man. So they can go to u2025.com to register for that.
Yeah.
That's powerful, man. I feel like I could talk to you for a long time on this, but I wanted to ask you a couple more questions before we wrap up. Again, we're going back to the 12-year-old you who's down and out, figuring about your dad's not your biological dad in your life, your mom lied, you know, challenges in life. And we're talking about where you're at now. Where do you think you'd be without a spiritual relationship with God in your life over the last 30 plus years, with all the ups and downs, where would you be in life right now, the ETU, with no spiritual relationship?
I'd say either dead. I'd say dead.
Really?
Yeah, because I was an extremist. You know, everything I did it to the fullest. You know, so I think I would be dead, honestly. I would say this to simplify for people, because sometimes when you talk spirituality, it's just, for some people, it's just too deep. I would say to you, what happened when I, you know, made a commitment to God is that I connected with the person that made me, that knew me like nobody else knew me. And he coached me from the 12-year-old to now. He coached me.
Wow.
He's like, bro, I know you. I made you. I know what's the best environments for you. I know who's good for you, who's not good for you. I know your temptations. I know your vices. You know, I know your good habits, your bad habits, and just let me teach you.
Wow.
You know, and so it was maybe 5-6 years of fighting.
Resisting.
You know, and because he introduced himself to me at 8, and I guess maybe it was too young, but homeless. I was like at 16, like, okay, I'm ready to get coached. Where's that coaching program you said you had? I'm ready for that coach. And so from 16 to maybe 25, you know, it was like, okay, I'm going to come to coaching some days I'm not, some days I'm going in, some days I'm not. And then my son was born. I was almost 25 years old. Jalen was born. And Jalen was born in 1995. I turned 25 in September. He was born July 20th. And when Jalen was born, it was the day coach said to me, this is why I've been trying to train you, because I wanted you to be the best father you could be.
Yeah.
And so you miss some classes, you miss some lessons. Your son is here now. He needs the best version of you.
Wow.
We can't repeat the mistakes of the—
What makes someone a leader? It can be a tough question to find just one answer for. But one thing is for sure, true leaders lead by example. And a true leader takes risks too. They plunge into life with determination. For those who lead by example and who approach life with true passion, there's the Range Rover Sport, a new dimension of sporting luxury. Get ready to elevate your desires with the dramatic and uncompromising Range Rover Sport. Experience its world-renowned off-road capability with adaptive off-road cruise control, which monitors ground conditions and acclimates to the present terrain. Plus, agility, control, and composure are achieved with the dynamic air suspension, while adaptive dynamics reduce unwanted body movements to deliver smooth and composed handling for focused on-road performance. It's time to rise to every occasion in the Ranger Rover Sport, where sophisticated refinement meets visceral power. Build your Range Rover Sport at LandRoverUSA.com. That's LandRoverUSA.com. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too. In person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Pass. And so I need you to hurry up. And so when Jalen was born, from that day forward, I remember when he was born, I held him. And it was kind of like he looked at me like, you're the person that's going to take care of me.
Wow.
You know, and that was the day. And this is what a lot of you are running from. It's the R word. And I get it, because it's tough. Responsibility.
Ooh.
That was the day where it's like, you got to be responsible for somebody else.
Yeah.
You cannot. I've never played a video game since Jalen was born.
Wow.
I've read more books since Jalen was born that first year or two that I ever read in my life. I took my career serious in speaking. I start, Zig Ziglar, Nightingale. Ogmandino,
yeah,
Bob
Proctor, all these,
you name them, Dennis Kimbrough. Like I went deep, I went heavy, Arthur Ashe, Days of Great. And I read everything. I was in the library like an addict, just studying. And it was because I didn't want some of the consequences of the past to come in this generation, And so for me, it was like, your son's here, you got to handle your business. And I just heard, I was more attentive. I started getting up at 6, and then I'd play this game. Daylight saving times would come. I would, say, don't follow it. Stay up at 5 is the new. And then the next year, the 4, and then I got started getting up at 3. And I started getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning because it was still, there was no dogs outside. Nobody was driving around. The family was asleep. And I was like, okay, coach, I'm sorry. Let's go back over the lessons I didn't get. And let's go over the new lessons. Right. Like, coach me, show me. Nobody knows me. Man, I tell people I had a brand new Cadillac, man. It had 10,000 miles and the engine blew. And I immediately took it back to Cadillac. I didn't take it to BMW. I didn't take it to Honda. Mm. I took it straight to Cadillac. And I went right back to the creator, like, yo, you made me, and I'm tearing this car up. I'm not putting oil in it. I'm not changing the, rotating the tires. I'm not putting fluid in it. Show me how to take care of this.
Wow.
And he began to show me how to do it. And it's just like amazing to see when we're on one accord and I'm following the, he told me, he's like, yo, it's time. I think I called you maybe last year. I'm like, yo, I need to. And it was like, no, you're just supposed to call and say, what's up? You know, and then this time it was like, yep, you need to do it. You know, I was like, all right, I got it, Brandon, I think. And I was like, all right, you know what I'm saying? So just listen to him doing what he's telling me to do and let him coach me. So I would say, you know, don't spiritualize it and make it too religious. It's the coach. Yeah. And just get a relationship with the coach. Let the coach get a relationship with you and just do what he tells you to do and you're going to love the results.
You alluded a little bit about, you know, this version of you is kind of speaking to your 16-year-old self and saying, like, here's what you need to do.
Yeah.
Stop doing that. Start doing this. Yeah. Like, whether that was you in the future or God speaking to you.
In the future.
In the future. Like, hey, this is what your higher self needs you to do right now.
Yeah.
What do you feel like God is speaking to you now, or your future self is saying to you now, for the wisdom you need to hear take you to the next
This is what God is saying. You spent all of your mature life pouring into people who can't do a whole lot for you. You spent some kind of way in your soul, you feel like, because of where you were and all these people that helped you get to where, so it's like you feel like you owe people to not be in mutual relationships. Like you feel like you're so blessed and you have so much. It's almost a survivor guilt that now you just got to be with people who you got to pull and you got to be with people that you got to beg to, and you got to be with people who you just got to bless and you may not get nothing back. He like, no. In this season, these relationships have always been there for you.
Wow.
But you haven't taken advantage of them because it's like, I got to help and I got to fix and I got to be a savior's complex. I got to help you and help you and help you because somebody helped me and I wouldn't be here. It's like, and CJ said to me, Eric, the only reason it worked is because you wanted it to work.
Nice.
Those mentors didn't do nothing for you. They did, but you had to want it. You're helping people that don't even want to be helped. They want a handout.
Yeah.
They don't want to be helped. Now, the rest of your life, son, be in relationships where it's mutual. This might seem insignificant to you, but they called me and was like, yo, let us know when you get here. And I was like, all right, I'll be there, you know, whatever. And they was like, no, tell us, you know, when you pull up. I'm like, tell you when I pull up. Like, I can get upstairs on my own. They're like, no, tell us when you get there. We're going to meet you downstairs. Oh, and you want anything from Starbucks?
No.
I'm like, nah, I'm good. I didn't say anything to her. I was like, no, I'm just in the car. I'm good. I can get my own Starbucks. He said, no. I'm trying to teach you something. She didn't ask you if you had money to buy Starbucks.
Right. Do you want something?
She asked you, did you want something from Starbucks? And I said, you know what? I even text her and said, you know, I normally say no.
Yeah.
I don't say yes to this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Yes. I'd like a grande medicine ball with no honey but 3 agave.
Wow.
You know? And she was like, okay, you want to get, you need to use the restroom, you need whatever. And he was like, yo, this is the season. You pour it out so much.
Receive.
Get something.
Receive.
Get in these mutual relationships and get something. So that's what I'm hearing him say, you know, as I come today, it's like, these relationships have been there for you and you've done your part to make sure you stay alive, but you don't always allow people to reciprocate.
Mm.
You know, so that's the season for me. It's like, hey, bless the world. And hey, if you don't ever put out another video, there's enough videos and all kind of content for people to now look out for Eric Thomas.
Wow.
Now put Eric Thomas. Now go to the weddings. Stop working all the time. Now go to the events. Stop just working all the time. And stop just you and your wife or your little. No. There are other communities that are waiting to bless you in the way you've blessed others. And it's time for you to enjoy that.
Wow.
Yeah. So, that's what he's telling me.
You deserve to receive, man. Yeah. I want to acknowledge you, Eric, for being in this season of life because I've known you for 10 years, but you put so much focus on giving in a big way, which is a beautiful blessing.
Yeah.
But I think you can also give and receive at the same time. It doesn't have to be mutually one way.
Yeah.
Just give, 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 and like exhaust yourself to like serve, 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 and then you can give nothing back to self.
Yeah.
So I really acknowledge you for being in a season of like, how can I give and receive?
Yeah.
How can I deepen these relationships with people who, because I know people try to pour into you.
Absolutely.
But you're always too busy, or you're trying to give, 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 or you're traveling nonstop. You're, I got to help save the kids and teenagers.
Of course, dude.
And so I acknowledge you for, you know, it, being, acknowledging this season of life for you and saying like, it's time to like, and I can even see it in your face, in your chest, even I just energetically when I, when I saw you today.
Yeah.
I was like, man, you look healthy, healthier. And I think it's because you're allowing yourself to receive. And so it's really beautiful, man.
It is.
I'm glad you're in that space.
You and me both.
You look younger too.
Yeah, you and me both.
You know what I mean?
And you know what? I've got people in my life who have, you know, my guy Chuck at church. E, what you need? I have people who've been there and I haven't even allowed. And so it's like, no, there are a few people already in your circle who've tried. You got to let them fully.
100%.
And then there are other people not in your circle of influence who are, who've been trying to.
Sure.
And you, you got to receive. Too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Receive, receive, man. I love this, man.
Okay, so you can, my email.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if people want to learn more, they can go to u2025.com. They can also go to, I think it's ericthomas.com or ET the Hip Hop Preacher on Instagram, YouTube. Obviously, lots of great free content. If you're not able to sign up for the challenge right now, but
it is free.
Out. Yeah, yeah.
The challenge is free.
There you go. So u2025.com. Make sure you guys check that out. Leave a comment of the thing that spoke to you and resonated the most with you below on YouTube as well. And I'll, and always make sure to share it for the friend that you think would empower them to step up in their life in a powerful way. Two final questions for you, Eric. I appreciate your time, man.
Me too. I appreciate this opportunity.
I think I asked you this 7 years ago, last time you were on, but I'm going to ask it again and see where you're at now. You keep evolving as a human. This is a question called the three truths.
Okay.
So it's a hypothetical scenario. Okay. Say you get to live to 150. You get to live as long as you want.
We got to come back and do it.
Before then, you get to live as long as you want, but it's the last day on earth for you. You know, you're as old as you want to be. You get to create and accomplish and give and receive all the things you want, but it's the last day, very far in the future. And for whatever reason on this hypothetical scenario, you've got to take all of your content with you. So the world has no more access to ET's content, books, challenges, YouTube. It's all, for whatever reason, hypothetically gone.
It's gone.
Oh.
I know, right? It's a hypothetical. It's not going to happen, but let's just say, say it is. But on the last day, God says, you know what? I'm going to let you leave three things behind, three lessons from all the wisdom you've gained and all the content you've created and all your experiences. You get to say three final things, three truths. And this would stay forever for people to watch.
Sure.
What would those three truths be?
So the first one is unplug. Unplug from everybody, you know, unplug from everybody. I don't know if this is one. But unplug from everybody and plug with the creator, man. Like, plug with the person that brought you into this space, knows you, loves you, you know, unplug. Number two, man, find love, you know? Didi, man, Didi, it's just been so rich being in a healthy relationship.
It's beautiful.
You know, because it shows you who you're not. Like, it's not what you think. It's not just this warm, fuzzy. You know, but Didi has been like, hey, you're a great human, but you got to work on this, you know. And then the last one, man, love, you know, love. It's so easy to see our differences. It's so easy to, you know, the things that are, you know, polar opposite. You grew up here, you grew up, I believe in this, I believe in that. You vote this way, you vote this way. I believe this, I believe it. It's so easy to let one or two things separate you when it's about 100 things that you guys have in common because you're human, you know? And so it's just like love. And I think of a lot of my friends who never gotten to go out of our community, never meet anybody outside of our little world, and to be in Dubai or New Zealand or, you know, wherever, travel in love. You know, so that's the last one, love. But don't love in your little, little pocket. Like, get out and meet different people who come from different spaces and places and just see how dope the creator is by by being around the people who he created.
Absolutely.
Because he created you and not like me. And so there's so much dopeness, you know, around you that I can get into. But I do, you know, I have a lot of friends. You know, the thing I love about you is I've done podcasts with people like it's dope because people were energetic. But I always know when I'm with you, it's not about energy. It's about inward. Mm. And you make me go inward in a way that I don't have to do with a lot of people. So many people are surface. They don't make you go inward. Whenever I'm with you, it's like, no, E, let's have a meaningful. We may only be together for an hour, but let's make it meaningful and deep. So when I walk out of here, my wife is about to get a new version of me. So I say love would travel and meet all the different people from all the different walks of life, eat different food, see the world different, live in different spaces, and just see how good the creator is by introducing yourself to the ones he created.
Wow, that's beautiful. Yeah. I love those.
Yeah.
Final question, what's your definition of greatness?
Man, I'll just say this verse. Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Mm-hmm.
You've been faithful over a few, I'll make you rule over many. To me, greatness is fulfilling the purpose of the manufacturer.
Mm.
So if I made this cup, I want to put whatever I want to put in the cup. Mm. I don't want the cup telling me, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's like, what is it that you want me to do? And there was a time you wanted me to save the world. Now you want me to save myself.
Oh my gosh.
So if that's what you want now, if that's the new thing you're asking me to do, I just want to make the manufacturer go, I created this for this use, and I am utilizing it in the way that it should be used.
Wow.
And that's, you know, of course you gotta evolve and grow and do all the stuff you have to do. But yeah, that's to me, that's what greatness is. The creator getting everything out of you, not just you. Because I feel like, yo, if you're creating, get everything out of me, I'm going to have a great life, too. But it doesn't necessarily mean I've been married for a while. I've been happy. And my wife was like, I'm not as happy as you are. And I'm like, what? We happy. She said, no, you're happy. But there's some things I need you to do that you're not doing. I'm like, well, you're doing everything. It's like that two things can be true. You, I could, but you're not. And so I don't want to just be happy. I want the creator to go, yeah, I'm grateful that I created you. And I see you're doing in the world what it was that I wanted you to do. And now also for yourself, what I wanted you to do, because I wanted you to be happy too. I didn't want your life to just be about work and being a blessing. I wanted you to be blessed as well. So yeah, that's it.
My man, E.T., my brother. Appreciate you, man. Love you, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode and it inspired you on your journey towards greatness. Make sure to check out the show notes in the description for a full rundown of today's episode with all the important links. And if you want weekly exclusive bonus episodes with me personally, as well as ad-free listening, then make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel exclusively on Apple Podcasts. Share this with a friend on social media and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts as well. Let me know what you enjoyed about this episode in that review. I really love hearing feedback from you, and it helps us figure out how we can support and serve you moving forward. And I want to remind you, if no one has told you lately, that you are loved, you are worthy, and you matter. And now it's time to go out there and do something great.
It's okay if you aren't ready for kids right now. It's okay if you don't want to be a mom now or even ever. It's nobody's decision but yours. But do you know what's not okay? Not knowing how effective your birth control is. Talk to your doctor about effective birth control options so you can make an informed decision. Tap to learn more.
When you choose to earn your degree online from Southern New Hampshire University, you're saying yes to new opportunities and to new adventures. You're saying yes to something big, something you've always wanted to do. If earning your degree is one of your goals this new year, SNHU can help you get there. With low online tuition, no set class times, and multiple term starts per year, you can set the pace that works for you and save money along the way. Visit snhu.edu today to get started.